This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
RVD Podcast. I don't know what episode we're on, but salute, gentlemen.
Salute.
Hello, everybody. We are trying the insanity of recording a podcast and doing a Facebook Live so we can... go over some of the particulars for the RBD Winter SmackDown. We're back. We took one season off. I think that was a mistake. People were asking for it. So we're up with a whole new idea for this year. And we just wanted to go over kind of everything that we've come up with and everything that you can go over with the participating shop. This idea wasn't even really something that I was looking at. It was something that really Matt had come up with. It was.
I've been cooking this for about 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the general sense, the general format of it is basically going to be run for those of, for any of you that pay any attention to what we do down here at the shop during the winter. It's going to be run just like a large version of the Winter League we run down here at Grand.
Yeah.
Right. So we wanted to get on here tonight. If anybody's got any questions or if anybody, any shop owners that are participating in it want to kind of ask any questions or see exactly what we're doing. Matt had sent out an email similar to this with the rules and stuff last week. To every shop that was participating so far, there are one or two that we're in the middle of kind of negotiations with to get involved for this year because they weren't 2025 sponsors. But I thought the idea of opening it up to potential 2026 sponsors was a good idea just to try to cover more area. You know, so let's go over some things here, right? This is going to be a flighted indoor weekly league. This isn't going to be something, let me start with this, right? The whole idea of this thing is something that we all really try to do here is to give back to the sponsors that support us all year long, right? I mean, you guys see our signs out when you come to the events. You see the sponsor boards we have. And what we've always tried to do here is, or at least what I've always tried to do, is try to – yeah, there we go. Matt's got it right there. These sponsors here, right? So there's a pile of shops that participate in it. And I think the goal is to – drum up some action for these sponsors in return for everything they do for us. You know what I mean? I would love nothing more to see some shooters that may live in the areas of some of these shops that may not be participating in their winter league to get out and shoot their winter league. I mean, if anything, even if you're not interested in the RBD Winter SmackDown, you know, almost all these folks live in an area where these shops are. I mean, and if you're interested in getting involved in some wintertime shooting, look these guys up. They're all shooting winter leagues, right? Every single one of them. I've talked to every one of them, right? I mean, every one of them shooting a winter league.
That, and I think there's also an aspect that I'm looking forward to, right? Some of these guys we only see, you know, in the RBD circuit, right? And we'll get into it a little bit more later about the whole head-to-head matchups, right? But, like, some of the guys that you see on the RBD courses, you might be facing every week, right? So there's a little bit of, like, friendly competition. It'll be kind of fun.
Well, I mean,
right?
That'll be the interesting part of it, right? Like, you may have a match every week
yep.
for 10 weeks against somebody that's shooting remote against you every week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying, right? I might not have seen that person since Dansville, and I might not see him until, well, next year we're going to see him down at Keystone, right? But it's a prime example of, like, you go all winter without seeing some of these people. You see him at a national event.
It's a way to keep everybody engaged during the winter and hopefully throw some support to all of the shops.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact right now, I know there's a bunch of kids that shoot the S3DA that I believe are interested in shooting this thing. Well, and I know they don't participate in, for example, Weavers. I know some guys that I think are going to participate in this that normally don't participate in Weavers Winter League, but are thinking about joining Weavers Winter League in order to participate, which it is kind of what the whole premise of this is, right, is getting guys into the shop that maybe you won't otherwise get. I mean, this is completely different than anything I was thinking about, 100%.
That one night we were talking about it, we had one vision and it pivoted within 30 minutes.
So. This wasn't anywhere. I mean, I was still thinking of traveling all over the place and doing all this kind of crazy stuff like we used to. And this simplifies just about everything. So, let's go over a few of the things we're going to be doing, right? So, first of all, I put out a list, a post a week ago or so with the shops that are participating, right? So, I think we've got 9 shops and 1 club. I can run down the list of those clubs right now if you give me 1 second. I could probably tell you. Let's see it. Y'all can hear me from here. We got Up in Arms, Ram here, Four Seasons, Weavers, Average Jack, Knockbusters, Straight Arrow, Keystone, Neils, and Northwoods Archery are going to be involved in this thing, right? So that's 10 different locations that you'll have an opportunity to join their league and shoot this event. Now, this is not mandatory. I can't stress that enough, right? If you are already shooting at one of these leagues,
just because they're hosting it doesn't mean that you have to shoot.
No, I would say, you know what, for sure, right? So don't think you have you still participate in your winter league as normal.
Absolutely, yes.
And this is just something extra we offered to the shops.
Yeah.
To just kind of like to your point, Dalton, get more people, get a little bit of shop to shop, right? Get a little bit of, you know, without having to go there, you know what I mean? But you get that mix of shooting against guys from Four Seasons or shooting against archers from Weavers or Average Jacks or
Keystone or, you know, all over.
Yeah. So, everybody's on board. Basically, all the leagues are all going to start. Everybody already all started basically the same time. So we're going to start this thing the week after New Year's. Everybody's going to go hot with their league.
And another thing too, right, is just because your shop's running a league, now work with your shop. If you let them know ahead of time, right, you can use one score for 2 different purposes. You just have to pay for both, right?
Yeah, that's
another thing.
This is how, yeah.
You don't have to shoot twice as many arrows going into the winter.
So let me see how the sheet breaks down here so we can go over things in detail, because I'm sure that's something that's on here that we can run over. So this is going to be a flighted indoor weekly league with head-to-head matchups, and there will be a final shoot-off, and we'll get to that a little bit later. The SmackDown hosts will be 2025 or 2026 RBD participating sponsors, and it will coincide with their indoor leagues that they are already running. So there's no extra travel. If you're at you know, our place here shooting on a Wednesday night, you want to do this, we're going to count your first 30 arrows from that round as this score. So there's no extra stuff you have to do. It will be a 10-week league. It's going to be shot Monday to Saturday. That's at the shop's discretion. Everybody is probably going to be running different league
hours, nights, days.
League times, right? The shops every week will submit scores by Saturday evening to us here, right? So the scores are then going to be entered into like a master spreadsheet or a master tracker. And we're going to do, the scores will be posted Sunday of each week. So each week, what you're going to get is you're going to get your previous week's score and then your next week match.
Plus wins and losses.
Plus from wins and losses, plus which flight you're in. As long as everything gets up to here by us by Saturday, we should have everything up and running by Sunday. So every week you're going to be able to see who you're shooting, which, I mean, I think I was telling Caleb this. I think one of the reasons maybe the guys up here stay so engaged after Lancaster, and I might be wrong. I know for me, I don't shoot in this league. After Lancaster, I check out. I'm done. But what I noticed the last few years is Matty Boy stays awfully frosty after Lancaster, and so do you, because you're still shooting up here, and we're paying out all kinds of money. So
I feel like the head-to-head brings another, like, level two league as well.
Yeah, because,
like, you aren't just going in and shooting a score. You're going in, and it's a head-to-head matchup, and it's usually a grudge match.
And there's also
until the end of the week.
There's a personal side of it too. Like for me, and I know for Matt for sure, right? Like I love the whole thing of like looking at the board, right? And seeing I'm facing somebody and I know they come on Wednesday nights, which is when I come, right? Like I appreciate the head to head. I hate nothing more in the league than like, oh, I'm gonna shoot somebody that comes on a Sunday and I can't make it. Right? There's a head to head aspect for sure.
I'm like a board guy. I like the stats. I like when we have head to heads in here on Wednesdays. This is going to be a little different because everything's going to be remote. But I'm like a numbers guy. I like to track the tendencies of all archers.
So while you say it's going to be remote, I'm still not going to disbelieve that there isn't going to be a little bit of background chatter.
We get to talk smack all summer when we're together. Yeah,
exactly.
This is only going to carry over.
I guarantee you.
There's some people. Like relationships and stuff. To where there's going to be a lot of bragging rights each and every week.
And I think that's what I'm going to look forward to the most is the internet bragging rights or the internet head-to-heads.
Should be a great way for the chops to kind of intermingle. Mm-hmm. Like when I grew up, my dad had a shop, and I remember as a kid him dragging me to all the shops in the northeast of Philly, and we'd shoot at the Stag Shop, and we'd shoot over here, and we'd shoot all these different places, right? And that's what it was. It was just a big traveling group of dudes who like to go to all these other shops. Now, we keep talking about the matchups and all these things. One of the things is this is flighted, but it's also handicapped, right? So I'm sure that's also going to be down here in the
– go over
the – oh, right here.
Third paragraph.
Yeah, so let me keep continuing down the paragraph, right? So – the number of the flights will be determined by the shooters after the first week of scoring. Your first week of scoring will determine your average, will be what places you in your bracket, right? So typically here, I mean, and what we're going to do with this is, just so we can use round numbers, if we get 80 shooters, it's going to be four blocks of 20, and it's going to be top 20 scores, the next 20, the next 20. The next 20. That's how it's going to be bracketed. Now, you will have the ability to go all the way to the top or fall all the way to the bottom based on how you keep your scores.
Before we get into that, what we haven't also talked about, this is going to be a 20-yard, 330 Lancaster scoring round, right? So it's going to be open to compound, recurve. You're going to be flighted. It's
run what you run.
Yeah, run
what you run. And here's what we'll get right off the bat right here. This is going to be so the weekly cost of this will be $25. Now, that's not $25 on top of what you will pay for Lee. If you want to participate in the RBD, it's going to cost, like, so example, if someone comes here and they want to shoot, they're going to cost $25 a week. That $25 will include my shop cost within it, right? So they're not going to be paying an extra $25. What they're going to end up paying is an extra $15 or so to participate in this. And $7 of that will go to the pot. $3 of that we're holding out, and I've let all the shop owners know this. $3 of that's going to be held for us here. So we can take care of any kind of checks that got to get mailed or whatever kind of work we got to go into it. And then the balance of that $15 will go to the shops. So again, what I'm hoping to do is the shops are going to benefit from the archers, from their league attendance, their regular league attendance. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can piggyback them with another $7 to $5 extra, which would be a great way to give back to some of these shops, right? I mean, at the end of the day, this is about supporting the people that support us and giving the archers that support us something better, something else to do during the winter months, right? So, again, this has already been worked out with all the shops. Participating archers for this event will pay $25 a week, and that cost already includes whatever your shop cost is to shoot in there regularly. And that extra money then will be divided between the pot, the shops, and us here for whatever we have to do. You know, I know everybody's kind of all over the map. I talked to a lot of these shops on what they charge people per week. Some shops might make a little bit more. Some shops might make a little less. I know for us, for example, I charged guys $12 a week last year to shoot. So they were in for $144 for 12 weeks. If you paid up front, I think I charged you $100.
$100, yeah.
Right, so you save $44
yeah.
if you paid up front the very first week.
And that was a 10-week league?
12-week league. And I don't know how the rest of these shops run it. That's at their discretion, right? So, like you were saying, we here at RAM shoot a 450 round. We're not going to change our format, and we don't expect any of the other shops to change theirs. A lot of these shops shoot 300 rounds. So this round will be a 330 Lancaster scoring round, right? So if you belong to a shop that shoots a 450 round, only your first 30 arrows, including X's, will score. The rest of those arrows will just go towards your regular league.
This league can be shot on a three spot or a single spot.
Yes, three right? spot or a single spot. There is no equipment restrictions. No. It is 100% run what you brung, and we do it up here all the time. There'll be hunters. I mean, we had a hunter finish in the top flight last year.
Good.
Right? Kid from Alfred, Adam. I hope you're back this year. I'd like to see more hot sauce at the archery party. So we already went over the first week will be used to establish your handicap. That'll be what places you in a flight for your week two matchups. Your average each week will be based on your four most recent scores, dropping your lowest always. So I feel like for up here, that keeps the averages pretty legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're guys always figure out a way to do something squirrely, right? But I think this is a good way to keep the averages as close as you can and guys close to what they're actually shooting, right? So it's your four most recent weeks dropping your lowest score.
We talked a little bit earlier about wins and losses. So the wins and losses, those are going to be based off of basically we're going to do, what, three games, right? So you've got – first game, second game, third game, and then overall.
No, well.
Oh, no, that's for 450.
That's a 450. So the way this is going to be broken down, if I'm giving you
three games,
if I'm giving you 3 points,
yeah.
or if I'm giving you 4 points, right, I give you two the first 15 arrows, I give you two the second 15 arrows, And then overall, I give you 4.
Yeah.
So that's 3 games that week we're shooting. So each week, it's going to be a 3-game match against every shooter.
And for those on the phone, if it's not an even number and we can't split it up between those two, what we do here at RAM is we do the lower amount for the first game for giving points and the higher amount. So let's say I'm getting 3 points. The first game would be +1. The second game is +2.
Yeah.
But +3 overall for all the entire game.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's
so it's just kind of important when we get into the handicap perspective
how
that works.
You know, I don't know how all this is going to break down, but ties are going to be broken by X's each game.
Yep.
And then ties on X's will be then by broken by first X drop. If for some reason there is a push, there is no points awarded. Right. I mean,
the only thing that I can think of is we either or both get wins, because I don't think you could do both losses.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
I don't think you can do both losses.
I think it should be there should be a tie column.
Yeah, we'll have to do ties. Yeah. We'll have to do ties.
We'll cross that bridge if that happens.
That'll factor in the overall wins and losses as well.
So the way we do it up here, and this is what we're going to try to do in the program here, is we run a random rotation of numbers, right? So if there's 20 people on each flight, they go through a number rotation. They're 2 numbers, right? The board moves, the 1 through 20 move, and you move within that board. Because if what you're based within the flights, your average is what keeps you in a bracket, and then your wins and losses is what seeds you in the bracket. So you do not have to have the high average to be the 1 seed. You have to have the most wins to be the 1 seed. So as shooters move up and down in them brackets, or wins and losses, they shift also around in the numbers. Right, one week you might be a 2, the next week you might be a 1, the next week you might be a 7. But if you and I shoot together and we are a 2-7 match, the very next week, if we move in the numbers, the next week we might shoot as a 5-11 match.
Yep.
Right, so we could have back-to-back weeks where you're shooting the same person. So here's something, right? So this is what we do up here. There is no penalty for missing a week. If an archer misses a week, they cannot win any games because they did not physically shoot any arrows. That archer is going to take 3 losses for that week, unless they've shot ahead, which we allow everybody to do. If you got a weird job or you work shift work or whatever it is, and you need to put 2 scores in a week, we will always take those scores in. But if you happen to miss a week, you can't acquire any wins that week, but your average will not get dinged. Your average stays the same, right? But the archer you shoot against, we're going to keep a ghost score running for every flight. So there will always be a number that someone's going to be able to shoot against if they shoot against somebody that doesn't show up that week. All right.
Let's see. Handicaps, we talked about that a little bit. So just for kind of a couple of examples. So like if a shooter, obviously out of a 330, including your handicap, you can't exceed a 330. Right? That's another crucial thing. And then max scoring per individual game, you can't exceed 165.
That is also correct. Yep.
So just so people know, right, if you're – for some reason, you're a 328, but you've got a handicap of 4. You can't shoot a 332. That's not a feasible thing.
I never like – if a guy shoots clean,
yeah,
he should not be able to lose any games.
Right.
If a guy shoots a 330 –
against somebody that is getting helped by
him. He can lose games.
Right? Oh,
absolutely.
But if someone shoots a 30X,
right?
Right?
That person cannot lose.
They're not going to lose any games that week.
And that's kind of where I was going with that. Is right. Like, it's very important to know if you do shoot a 330, you cannot
you
get beat
tie.
By
you, you might tie. You might shoot against someone that shoots.
Right. So somebody with a handicap might get a 330.
Yeah.
But you cannot lose.
He is not going to take games.
And I think that's important to note. And then getting a little bit into like the math, right? So the handicap's based off of a 80% rule, right? So if you are a 325 shooter, your handicap is 4. You know, a couple other examples. If you're a 320, then that individual is a handicap of 8. Yeah. Right, and just so on and so forth, and you kind of get the rule of thumb, but it's just kind of important to know that you cannot be beaten if you're perfect.
No, I mean, yeah, like I said, the best they can do is tie you, but you are not going to be penalized for shooting perfect.
So,
I mean, even though we've had 450s up here lose the other 450s, all four games, that's like X count, and that's all kinds of different
stuff.
That's
dropped X's and stuff, but yeah.
But yeah, so that's, you know, and again, I don't know. The shop owners and the guys running their leagues, they're not going to have to make any special concessions about scoring other than making sure that the X's are counted for the first 30 shots and that's the score that's sent to us here because we can make the adjustments here at on our end for who's shooting a 322 or who's shooting a 324. Man, there was just something really important I thought I wanted to say about the shop owners and scorekeeping. Oh, we're going to need, like, all the scores are going to be signed off on by the archer and whatever representative from the shop or the shop, whoever's running the league or the shop representative or the RBD representative of the shop that's down there. They'll be in charge of making sure the scores are legit and shot on time. I know for me, like up here during league time, I'll let guys make up scores on a Monday. And if I get busy up here or they can shoot ahead on a Monday, and Monday's not a league night of mine, so I may not be paying extra attention. But if you're going to go into – if they're going to come in to record their score here for this SmackDown, I'm going to make sure that at least their first 30 arrows are scored by me or somebody else that's shooting with them, right? It's not going to be one of these deals where they're just going to come in by themselves and blaze a score all by themselves, right? So, again, this was a list of stuff that was emailed to all the shops. We hope everybody got them. We didn't hear too much feedback. I would say if there's anybody watching, check your spam or trash because sometimes the RBD stuff goes into there. And, hey, if you're in an area, if you're in a spot and one of our sponsors maybe and you'd like to shoot this thing, you know, and there's no sponsors that are doing it that are close, you know, I've talked to all of our sponsors, and good Lord, what have we got? 10 out of 14, or almost. I know some of them aren't shooting indoor league, and some of them are like neck deep during 3D season, right? So not all these places are set up to shoot indoors. So I'm really hoping that everybody's going to be able to find a spot that want to participate to participate, right?
And like you said earlier, if you have somebody close to you and they're not part of the RBD, but they might want to be for 2026, work with them and work with us. We're more than happy.
I had a couple people reach out Jersey and the Northeast, like New England area. In fact, we've got a New England shop on board, Northwoods. Tyler's in on it. They're going to be part of it. I was super pumped to get them in. And then I had another buddy of mine messaged me from Massachusetts. He's going to talk to his shop and see, you know, if they'd be interested in maybe throwing a sponsorship our way so they could get involved in it. I think it would just be – the idea of shooting against guys all over the place to me is fun. I'm hoping it's as fun as I think it's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be fun as hell to shoot against Nate Sellers are down there, or, you know, if Clyde and Jasper are shooting down at Weavers or, you know, Caleb's going to be down there shooting a keystone and, you know, and whatever. I think it would be fun to shoot against all those guys and have a giant board of shooters. Let's talk about the finale. The whole goal here is to keep people local. You know, shooting, now we've got such a wide base of sponsors that spread from like central Pennsylvania all the way to, you know, upstate New York. The way we used to run this SmackDown was we had people traveling all over the place to all these shops, and it worked out good when we were had sponsors that weren't so far apart. This event here, what I'm hoping is for the 10 weeks that you're going to be able to shoot at your home shop or close to home, we do want to do a shoot-off, like a Lancaster-style shoot-up.
Bring everyone together.
Bring everyone together, because that's always fun. And what I'm hoping is like if we have 20-person flights, everybody's going to have an opportunity to shoot elimination arrows.
Yeah.
Everybody. We would go from 20 to 10 to 5, yeah, 5 up. That gives everybody an opportunity to at least get a little taste of elimination. Right now, if this thing blows up, maybe we still take 20, but maybe there's 25 or 30 people in a, you know. I mean, look, if this thing ends up where we have an even amount of people in every flight, we are 100% shooting that sucker up.
Yeah, so we're going to do 3 flights from 50 to 75 people. We'll do 4 flights if we exceed that, but below 100. And then if we're over 100 people, we're going to do 5 flights. So to your point, I mean, it's all based on attendance, and we'll figure it out as we go.
But yeah, I mean, and this is basically the way we do the Summer League. It's money in, money out, right? Yep. More shooters we have, the more we're going to be able to pay out. We're going to pay out 5 positions.
Correct.
So if you make the top 5, if you make it into the shoot-up, you're going to get money back. Matt broke it down on Monday. I don't have all the numbers. Whatever. We don't need to go over it all. We don't need to go over it all, but Matt broke all the numbers down, and we're going to pay out all the top 5 in every flight that make the shoot-off. So if you make the shoot-off, you're going to be into some money.
So even if there's, to your point, if we do 20 per flight, right? If you win 2 matches, you're in the money. Yeah. So that's important to know.
So the rub of it is that right now, tentatively, the date is set. The date is March 21st. It's a Saturday. I figured for folks that are traveling in from a long ways off, it might give them a chance to overnight and then leave on Saturday afternoon to get back home, but we'd like to do this at Neil's Archery at 1460 Union Center Main Highway in Endicott, New York. They are about 50 minutes straight east of me, basically on the Pennsylvania New York border, right? They're in New York, but they're like kind of like I'm in PA, right? They're very close to the border. That's like the most middle-ish place we could do it that has enough lanes for us to shoot. Neil's is a fabulous indoor shooting facility. They've got plenty of room for spectators, plenty of room for people to sit and talk, and then plenty of room to probably shoot 2 flights at a time, right? So we'll be able to get this thing moving quickly. So we would like to do it at Neil's. March 21st. They're still trying to figure out their schedule down there. I think it's going to be able to work from there. If not, the date stays the same, and we will find a place to do it that is big enough to do it. But, you know, Neil's has been our location in the past for the last 3 seasons we did it, 2 yep. something.
2 or 3.
And they're a great indoor facility. And that's the plan, is to do it at Neil. So, you know, everybody's going to be able to shoot close to home for 10 weeks. And then we're asking everybody to travel One weekend,
and realistically, like you said, it's going to be Binghamton area, so even the Massachusetts, New England people, like, we're trying to favor as far east as we can.
The longest ride will be those people like Average Jack.
Yep, over, you know, Western PA.
Yep.
I get it.
But I mean, and if this...
To your point, it's the most centralized of everybody that should be involved.
The most, right? Best, like, it is, like, the most middle-ish we could get. I mean, it would be great if there was a place maybe between here and there, but we don't have any sponsor. Like, I want to do this at a sponsor. The point of this is to support and have these events at the shops that support the RBD. And Niels has been on board with us almost since the beginning, I feel like. I mean, they've been in at least the last half dozen years or so. I mean, almost since the beginning, because we've been doing the winter shoot off down there. You know, four, 5 years, you know what I mean? So I'm always super pumped when Niels gets involved. And like I said, their indoor facility is outstanding. So the matchups, you know, like the shoot-off flights, it's going to be, you know, 1 to 20, 2 versus 19, 3 versus 18, so on and so forth, bracket style, until we get down to the top five. The shoot-offs will be Lancaster scoring. We will have a 2-minute clock
per end
at the shoot-off.
Yes.
Now, that's not going to be a requirement for the league, right? Like,
we have enough shenanigans that go on during our league that
biggest thing with your qualification scores is just authenticating them and
just shoot them. Just shoot them. I don't care how long it takes anybody, whatever. Nope. Right? I don't want this to be like an extra burden of anything, right? This is going to be for folks who just, like, I think to your point, who want the excitement or the fun to just shoot against other guys that are other places, right? I mean, you know, I don't know, like, I feel like I follow anybody that's around us that's shooting a league, we follow.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're looking at Average Jack League scores every week, or whoever, anybody that posts league scores around here,
you always wonder, we are right?
always looking at them. Just because we're just interested, like, I want to see who's shooting. Well, what are they shooting? How are they shooting?
We're competitive, right? And there's always a portion of, like, for you, right? You're like, oh, yep, I come to Ram and I, you know, I shoot against these guys and I compete well, right? Who knows? You might be shooting against somebody up in New England that taking your lunch.
That's a stone hammer. Yeah,
exactly, absolutely. Right? But there's always that competitive edge that every single one of us, at least down here, has. And there's always that friendly competition that I would love nothing more than to show up to the first leg and be like, boy, I enjoyed beating you all.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Maybe
receiving that.
Yeah, you might receive the ball busting as well. You might be receiving
the ball busting, but it's always part of the RBD, and I think that's what we're trying to also
develop. I think it will just be – it's just a way to keep guys – hopefully in the shops over the winter and continuing shooting. Hey, it's my lovely. She's coming out for a drink. What's up, Mama?
We did invite her. Grab a glass.
Yeah, grab a nip. You can join us. We're live video too. So
feel free.
Welcome to the thing. So, you know, this is something we had done and now we're bringing it back. I think this format is light years better than anything we were doing before. Like, I don't know.
I think the travel aspect is going to be a big win, like a big in the aspect of, like, the eyes of people other than the shoot-off, right?
And again,
that's one weekend.
Here's something that we were talking to Nate a little bit about the other week, is that this is also an event, like, we got guys up here, that, like, Zach Tedesco, right? I don't know if he'll do this or not. But if he does, I mean, he is a hunter. You don't have to be some crazy spot shooting lunatic to get involved in this, right? I mean, you just shoot your score, just like the RBD, and you can get thrown into a flight with other shooters, whether they be open, kids, whatever.
But they'll be your skill level. And that's, I think, the important part, right?
It.
Is realizing that you're competing against peers.
You're going to be competing against will be your peers. What I like about kind of the way we run the handicap is you're never giving or getting a ton of points.
No.
Right? You're going to be shooting guys with an average mean, who knows? Maybe 5, 8, 10 points. So every week you're going to be given or getting less than a double-digit handicap.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, here at Ram, we're given way less than
standing
that.
Standing off of the side of all?
Right. She doesn't want to be part of that. I mean, to your point, when we talk about handicaps here at Ram, when you run your winter league, you're talking about somebody who's getting 3 points versus 2 points. And so all it ends up being is being a plus one, right? So it's pretty much a head-to-head. I mean, I think I'm interested to see how this plays out and see what the spreads are. But
well, I think because we're doing Lancaster scoring, I think it's going to be pretty tight scoring. I mean,
it should be pretty tight. I think it's going to come down to drop X's.
I'm excited about this. And I talked to every shop about, like, on the phone. Like, there was, like, I communicated with every single place. They all seem to be excited about this, right? They think it's a good idea. I'd be interested to see if the archers have the same, you know, excitement about something like this as we do.
As we do, right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
they're not all lunatics.
Well, I've said this, right? Not every idea we have is good, right? Sometimes things suck, and this could suck.
My hopes and dreams could go down in a ball.
But this is better than anything we've ever tried to do during the winter.
If everybody on the phone hates this idea, you're only crushing Matt's ideas. So, you know.
I mean, look,
Don't tell him that.
I mean, I love this idea.
And there is also the aspect of, you know, if we come down to ties, so this will be a 12-arrow shoot-off for the matchups.
Yeah.
3 arrows per end, 4 ends, max score of 132. In the event of a tie, we're going to do a sudden death, just like we always do. First 2 arrows, they're going to be for score. And then third one is going to be, if needed, it's going to be closest to center.
So, are people asking questions over there?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we had just a couple of comments. People are like, this sounds awesome.
Oh, really?
Great idea. Yeah. So just nothing crazy. Standard scoring, standard tiebreakers, you know, so on and so forth. We are going to use the 12-point scoring rings,
yeah,
for shoot-offs and stuff
like that. For the shoot-off.
So for the shoot-off from 5 up.
Again, I want to go over. Let me go over the shops again one more time that we have involved here, so we can get everybody on board here. So let's see. Yeah, this right here. So Four Seasons. They're up in Weedsport, New York. I'm probably going to forget where half these places are. Average Jack, Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. Here at Rams, going to be shooting. Up in Arms, East Smithfield, they're going to be shooting. Weavers is like the. Hold on. We'll get back to you. But Weavers is in it. We'll get back to you with the location. Neal's is in Endicott. Knockbusters in Berwick, Pennsylvania. I was pumped that Frank wanted to get in on this, right? Tyler, Northwoods, they're up in Vermont, so we're going to have some New England boys shooting this thing. Straight Arrow Archery, super pumped to get Bill and Karen in on this.
Yeah, I'm
super pumped. I'll tell you what, if, man, they're kind of up in, like, the Syracuse area.
They are in Utica.
Utica
area.
They've got an awesome new facility.
Definitely check them out if you're up in the vicinity.
I was so pumped that Bill and Karen got involved in this thing.
Circling back to Weavers, so they're in Middleburg, PA.
Middleburg, PA, Weavers, right? So we've got a bunch of sponsors kind of, you know, peppered all over the place. Keystone.
Knockbusters?
Yeah, Knockbusters is in Berwick.
Yeah, we talked about them in Berwick.
Like Keystone, we were talking to Caleb yesterday. You don't have to be a member to shoot in the league at Keystone.
No, so, they have a nice indoor rink.
They really do.
I mean, for those that shot down at the RBD, you probably didn't notice it, but past the concession stand there, that whole wall is all indoor range.
I mean,
definitely if you're
if they're there, involved in this thing, I could see that as a future indoor shoot-off location because they are also
there. Well, not only that, they got a kitchen, they got a nice little hangout area. Yeah. It's a great facility.
So Keystone is in on this thing. So, I mean, we've got a pile of places that are going to be shooting this thing. So I posted all the spots last week for archers that are interested. All the shops, they've all confirmed their participation. I would start checking with them to get lined up for when they're going to start shooting Winter League. And I get it. I know. It's frickin' September. you know, Everybody's just focused on hunt season, we're lunatics up here, and this is, you know, but we just wanted to get all this stuff out and set up, and we'll be able to promote it for the next 3 months before it starts. And with all that being said, like, go kill some deer now or whatever.
Go kill some deer, go kill some elk.
Yeah.
And another thing, we already talked about it earlier, right? If you've got somewhere close to you and they're not a sponsor of the RBD, put the bug in their ear, reach out to any of us three, you know, figure out if they want to be a part of this for 2026, and we'll figure out a way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're all available. Anybody who's friends with any of us or the page or whatever, you can reach out to any of us if you have any questions. Matt, more particularly, he knows more, you know, he's the one with all the paperwork.
Matt and I will be dealing with the scores as you guys send them in.
Well, yes. We all know that I will not be the one inputting any spreadsheets.
It's the reason why he's
yeah. the face. Yeah. He's the face in the RBD.
Pinky in the brains.
Yeah. That is absolutely the truth. Like I said, I think this is going to be fun. The shop owners seem to be excited to host it. All these places have really nice indoor facilities. I think I've shot at just about every one of them. I think there's a few. I don't think I've been down to Knockbusters. Obviously, I haven't been up to Tyler's, wherever he's shooting up there.
Or Bill and Karen's new facility.
No, but I was at the old place.
We were at the old place.
But they're at the new place, right? So,
which is close.
Go check these guys out, man. And I'll tell you what, even if you don't want to get involved in the RBD Winter Smackdown, all these places are shooting Winter Leagues, every single one of them. Get out there and shoot a Winter League. Good Lord, you spend $1,500 on a freaking bow now. You might as well keep it and shoot it all winter.
Especially when we see a majority of you at Lancaster. You might as well practice. You might as well be shooting at home.
So,
But yeah, I think look forward to this and look forward to a new podcast maybe in the next couple of
weeks. We're going to do a hunt one here soon. I got a guest lined up to do some talking some public land hunting, and maybe, when are you leaving for Italy?
Italy, I leave for next week. Colorado, I'm back for 10 days. So
we might have to do one between Italy and Colorado.
Yeah, we got to do one before I leave for Colorado. For those on the phone, I'm heading for Colorado for a bull elk rifle hunt. So I'll do one before and after. Hopefully the after has some success.
We're going to try to get into some more hunting stuff here soon. I know Matt was just talking about Smalley's must be getting ready to.
Oh, I still got rods rigged up. Yeah, so the boat's ready to rock.
For a podcast perspective, look forward to some hunting, some fishing.
We're probably going to kick the archery down a little bit because there's not much going on, but we'll get into more fishing and hunting. So we certainly look forward. You know, again, if anybody has any questions, feel free to contact us, but have a safe season. It's coming up soon. Salute, gentlemen.
Salute.
My lady, salute. All right, see you guys.
See you guys.